This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police and fire medics were at the Dollar General on Perry Hill Road over the weekend. A man was shot there. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating that death as a homicide. Then a second homicide occurred in the 1200 block of Bragg Street. Officers were called to a subject shot. They found a man with a gunshot wound. He was also pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating his death as well as a homicide. And there was tragedy on the Tallapoosa over the weekend. An 18-month-old child was swept away and drowned. Five people were swimming at the ASE boat ramp. They were trying to get to shore in swift water when the child slipped and was swept away. The Tallahassee Fire Department and ALEA mounted a search. The child's body was recovered. Always wear a life jacket on the river. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
You want to hear a shocking fact about retirement? Most people in this country only have $12,000 saved when they retire. $12,000. They think it's going to grow on trees? Are they expecting a big government handout? My wife and I wanted to retire comfortably on our own terms, with our own money. And we did. With our own perfect retirement business. Since we discovered this retirement income secret, we're collecting an extra $825 a week. That's over $40,000 a year. That gives us a lot more room to make our retirement great. So while other Americans are retiring on $12,000, we're planning our next trip. It's the American retirement dream. All thanks to our perfect retirement business.
Want to learn the secret to a perfect retirement business that can earn you $825 a week or more? To find out how you can claim your free guide, go to perfectretirementincome.com. But this offer is limited to a select number of people, so act now. For more details, go to perfectretirementincome.com today. That's perfectretirementincome.com.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants. Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle. Tire City and Automotive Service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jerry Lewis is dead.
You hear that, Mom? I was supposed to be funny.
Comedian and civil rights pioneer Dick Gregory has died.
When men get 80 years old, there's six women for every one of them.
Solar Eclipse will travel coast to coast for the first time in 99 years.
There were no jackpot winners in Saturday night's $551 million Powerball drawing.
French lighting designer winning winning a $600,000 court ruling in a dispute with Brad Pitt over a grandiose redesign of the Chateau in Provence that he and Angelina Jolie shared.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon is returning to managing the right-wing media outlet Breitbart.
Kennedy Center Arts Awards program will go on, President Trump canceling a traditional White House reception.
Despite mediocre reviews, at least from critics, The Hitman's Bodyguard, an action comedy starring Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds, topped the weekend box office.
Baseball umpires wearing white wristbands. They are protesting abusive player behavior after a Detroit second baseman Ian Kinsler was fined but not suspended for a recent tirade.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park is continuing to spread, forcing the closures of campgrounds and trails.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Man, you're good. I like that. Welcome aboard, everyone. Newshine 93.1 FM. Let me bring in the greatest producer in the world, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
People don't know what's going on around here. We do it all, man.
Yes.
Financial advisor and also a talk show host. Stock market is up 12 points. Today is total eclipse day. Everybody knows that. Well, I think everybody knows that. I was talking to somebody earlier and they didn't know it. So how do you not know it? And I live in Texas. So this is going to maybe one of the strangest show days ever. I'm going to be on during the entire total eclipse. It's 94 degrees eclipse. 94 degrees outside. Heat index is like, it feels about 100. So, a couple of things. We're going to be doing a regular show. We got some different topics that we're going to kind of hit on here. Excuse me. But I would like to know, as things are kind of going on out there, are you seeing anything that's changing? I mean, is traffic changing? What's different today?
Are animals striking curious poses?
I like it. Are they striking curious poses? But is there anything different out there? Are you seeing traffic, your streetlights coming on? Or is traffic, there's a prediction that traffic's going to get all screwed up. I'm going to go outside and see that. And if you're seeing any traffic problems or anything, also give us a buzz if that is the case. Let's go to our good friend T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, wow. What an honor to be the first person this week. First of all, I want to thank you for playing that Red Skelton part.
Isn't that a good piece?
I have heard that throughout the years. And every time I hear it, it catches me. And today, more than any other time in history,
wow,
our young people need to stop and listen to what that gentleman had to say. Because those anti-Americans, which I have decided to call the, quote, alt-right, which are far from patriots, as well as the self-named Antifa, the anti-fascist, which, aren't they doing exactly what the fascist did?
Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to have...
How can they be anti?
We're going to have a guy on that is going to do a discussion with Richard Cohen from Southern Poverty Law Center. And this guy's, he wrote a book about Antifa, and he's going to support it. He's going to say, you need to have violence.
Well, and actually, I saw a great meme on the internet where it had one group, holding the old Nazi flag, and Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody like George Sakai, somebody saying, there is no equivalence between the two sides. Anybody that walks under that banner, there's no equivalence. Then it shows another photo of somebody holding the communist red Soviet flag going, well, yeah, there is kind of an equivalent.
Well, if you look at the Antifa, symbol, it's the hand raised up like right. They use in Russia.
The Workers' Party, yeah.
Well, these people, their right name or their right descriptor, to tell you the truth, is called anti-American.
Yeah, it's
because both sides are doing everything possible that they can do to destroy this country.
Well,
those individuals who did not listen to President Trump's statement last week of the situation in Charlottesville, where he said that both sides were to blame, and all they wanted to do was to vilify him for that. He was spot on.
Yeah,
both sides were to blame for that.
Well, this is the Communist Workers' Party is what it is. And if you want to, an eye opener, go to the their website, and you kind of go, oh, my God, this is in America?
Yeah, this is in America. And this is exactly what Nikita Khrushchev stated that he would do back over at the end of or during the Cold War. His statement was, give me your children. Give me, three generations? And I will destroy this country. And he is exactly that mindset has walked into this country, and we have allowed it to happen by not fighting against our teachers and our school unions who made the determination of what they would teach our children as being the new, quote, truth. There is no truth in any of the situations vilifying this country. You want to be a individual that believes in fascism, that believes in communism, there are plenty of other countries in the world. You are more than welcome to go to. I invite you to. I'll help you pack.
T-Spear.
But quit destroying my country, because we're rapidly getting fed up with it. And when this country finally gets fed up to the point that there is no return, it will be ugly beyond belief. 1863 will be nothing compared to what will happen this time, because it will not be states against states. It will be individual against individual, and we deserve better than that.
T-Spear, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day. Newstone 93.1 FM, 272-9228, first-time callers. Need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card, mm-hmm. Twice baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
Two people is too much for two people. I mean, it really is. It's just incredible.
Speak for yourself,
yeah.
Dan.
Tempura shrimp and the And the ribeye?
Yeah.
Marinated? Man, cut it. Eric cut it perfectly for me, so it was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Go by and see them in Fresh Market. It's a great place to shop. If you've got lunch today, Eclipse Lunch, and you're going to be sitting outside burning your eyeballs out, eye sockets out, go to Fresh Market and get some food for it. By the way, do not look at the sun during the eclipse.
No.
You will burn your eyeballs out. Do not take a picture with your camera of the sun. It will burn it up. It's a photosensitive cell that's in there, and there's going to be so much light on it, it's just going to eat it up.
That is why the theme of today's show, I think all the shows today, is careful, Icarus. Careful.
Okay, 272-9228. Let me do this. Let me wrap up this this segment, and then what we're going to do is we're going to kind of get into some of the cuts that we've got. The Southern Poverty Law Center, Brian Cohen talking was very interesting. Andrew Young was very interesting. Then we have Dr. Kelly Ward, who is going to be challenging Jeff Flake. We have her. Jonathan Turley talking about bulldozing history. And, of course, our general reports on Afghanistan. Big speech tonight. We're going to be back right after this.
Hold on to your butt.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot thing in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Picking away the moments that make up a dull day.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Okay, news deal. Joey and I went downstairs. We got our glasses. Looked up.
Set our controls for the heart of the sun.
Yeah, so you can start taking a little piece of it. I tell you what I want to do. Being the generous and nice guy that I am, if you do not have glasses and you want to come to the station, don't go to the front door. Go to the back side, little parking area, and that's where we're going to go out and meet us there, and we'll let you use our glasses, and then we'll come down. Just don't lose them. Don't lose them. But come to the station. Just follow down to the dead end of the road of the Interstate Parkway, the most misnamed highway road in all of Montgomery. Let's go to the phones and go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard.
Mr. Dan.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Are you scared about the eclipse?
I am. I just went downstairs and looked at it.
Well, listen, let me ask you something. You said you can't take a picture of it. I got out this morning with my iPhone, and I took a picture of the sun, and looked at Willie.
Ooh, Joe, you're breaking up, buddy. Joe? Joe, walk towards the light. Joe, you want to call me back? Joe? Hey. Can you hear me, Joe?
So is it supposed to be any brighter when you look at the eclipse? How's it going to be brighter?
What it's the way that the photo cell is reading it. It doesn't see the light. The brightness of the sun is a natural thing. When you're blocking it, you still have the rays coming down to it, and it doesn't pick that up, and so it just burns your cell up.
Well, I mean, is it going to hurt my phone, my photo cell in any way?
Yeah, that's what they say, is that if you take a picture of the sun during the eclipse, it is going to assume it's dark and it's night. It's going to open it up full focus, but the rays are still coming in.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So as long as you take a picture of the sun right now, it'll take a picture of the sun,
right?
And it blocks out all the harmful stuff.
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to tighten up it's going to close the shutter down the equivalent of as small as it can get, so it can take the sun. I'm not sure if I'd just take even a picture of the sun, because it could screw up your camera.
Well, I did, and it didn't screw it up. But anyway. Well, all right. Are they pulling any more statues down?
That wasn't in the news today. We're going to be kind of discussing that from legal, and some Andrew Young has kind of got an interesting viewpoint on this.
Well, I'm tired of it. How about you?
All right. I'm with you, man, Joe. You have a great day. You have a great day. Let me do the... He did ask, was there another statue? The Robert E. Lee at Duke was vandalized. This is a statue representing Robert E. Lee. There you go. This is when you walk into the chapel, and Duke Chapel is magnificent. It is the premier building on Duke campus. When you're pulling into Duke and you're going through the forest of Duke, they bought all this land around them. I think it's like 10,000 acres. And you see the chapel up on the hill. And it really is impressive when you first pull into Duke. Where I remember when I saw that for the first time, I was absolutely blown away. But listen to this.
Another attack on a Confederate monument. This time it happened on the campus of Duke University, where vandals targeted the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. CBS North Carolina's Bo Minnick joins us live from the university. And Bo, what did they tell you?
Sean, the university is reviewing video and is trying to figure out who is responsible for what happened here. And there also is an increased security presence here outside of Duke Chapel today. Someone damaged the likeness of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in the entry to the chapel. That statue is one of 10 historic figures at the chapel. It's also taking the national debate about Confederate monuments and is putting it front and center here at Duke.
These monuments and statues and use of the Confederate flag are really about racism and white supremacy, and not about Southern heritage.
Whether or not you agree with what he stood for, it's still history. And it needs to be preserved.
Duke's president says he is having discussions with students, faculty, alumni, and others about this, but he says for someone to take matters into their own hands undermines the rights of everyone to participate in university life. He says that together the university will discuss this and will determine the appropriate course of action.
There are three statues that are there, and they represented a priest, represented a soldier, and what was the third one? And a poet. So it was Sidney Lanier, Robert E. Lee, and then the bishop from that area, from the Episcopal or Methodist Church. And so they chose out of that to deface Robert E. Lee, and they could take it out. It's just an empty space. It's going to be interesting to see what they are going to put in place of that. Okay, so Cohen of Southern Poverty Law Center gets into a discussion with Mark Bray, who is with the anti-fascist group, Antifa, and they did an interesting discussion on Meet the Press. Let's listen in.
I'm joined now by two gentlemen with very different views on how to respond to white supremacists when they take to the streets. Mark Bray is a Dartmouth professor who has studied the Antifa anti-fascist movement. Antifa is a far-left political movement that argues it's necessary to confront hate groups, sometimes with force. Professor Bray is author of the new book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. And Richard Cohen is the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center as an expert in hate groups, and he says direct confrontation simply leads to more of the kind of violence we saw in Charlottesville. Gentlemen, Mark Bray, I'll start with you. You seem to be a very small minority here who is defending the idea of violence, considering that somebody died in Charlottesville. Why do you defend confronting in a violent way?
Well, first, I would contest the notion that I'm that small of a minority. I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence. And, you know, we've tried ignoring neo-Nazis in the past. We've seen how that turned out in the 20s and 30s. And the lesson of history is you need to take it with the utmost seriousness before it's too late. We've seen the millions of deaths that have come from not taking it seriously enough. And we can see that really the way that white supremacy grows, the way that neo-Nazism grows is by becoming legitimate, becoming established, becoming everyday, family-friendly, wear khakis instead of hoods. And the way to stop that is what people did in Boston, what people did in Charlottesville. Pull the emergency brake and say, you can't make this normal.
Richard, why do you believe this is a mistake?
I think it's a spectacularly bad idea to give one group of people the right to silence another group of people. It's contrary to our values embodied in the First Amendment. It's likely to drive the people who are trying to censor underground, where they may resort to illegal means to express themselves, like bombs. And lastly, it's likely to lead to a terrible spiral. We saw that in Berkeley. The Antifa came and shut down a speech. The next time, the white nationalists brought their own private army. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where does something like that stop? Yesterday in Boston, you know, when we saw thousands and thousands of people peacefully protest, That seemed like a much stronger answer to white supremacy than clubs and guns. A
couple of things that he said, that Bray said. Number one, that I'm not as much of a minority as you think I am. That's always people, if you ask a Klan person the same thing, they will answer it exactly the same way. Anybody who is in this group that they know they're trying to kind of self-promote and sell themselves always think it's a lot bigger than it really is.
Well, in one way, I believe Hitler helped to sell Nazism was to make the communist menace a big part of who they were fighting. So if you start acting like a violent sort of revolutionary group that's against fascism, are you against other types of authoritarianism?
Well, and the other thing he said is that they were there to defend themselves. They were not there to defend themselves. No. I looked at over 2 hours of tape on this thing. They were not there to defend themselves. They were taking balloons with urine in them and tear gas and throwing it at the demonstrators that were there. So you have those two elements that are in this that really, I mean, this guy is pretty strong, and I've never agreed with Richard Cohen more. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News Radio, I'm Paul Stephens. Police in Spain have shot and killed a man outside of Barcelona, possibly wearing an explosives belt, but that man is now confirmed to be Yunus Abu Yaqub, the last suspect in a 12-man terror cell. That cell connected with last week's terror attacks in Barcelona. Word of that police action coming as officials now say a 15th victim has been confirmed dead from that attack. Meantime, an operational pause order for the entire U.S. Navy fleet. This is American, Singaporean, and Malaysian forces search for 10 missing U.S. sailors sailors after a collision earlier today between the USS John S. McCain and the tanker near Singapore. This is Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing.
Five sailors also hurt in today's collision. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Excitement builds for the big solar eclipse today. And as I've been saying, it's going to be a fairly typical summer day, meaning there'll be some sun mixed in with some clouds. So expect maybe 50 to 60% cloud coverage during the eclipse from noon till 3. The sun will be in and out. Remember, never look directly at the sun. Hot day today with a high in the mid-90s and the heat index 102 to 106. That's concerning, so stay hydrated while you're out there. Scattered random pop-up storms will be around, but hopefully later on in the afternoon. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94, about a 40% chance of afternoon and evening storms tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Andy Young made the point, Mark, earlier in the show, that essentially there were those in the civil rights movement that wanted to confront violently, and he made the not-so-subtle reminder, they're not here anymore.
Well, there's a big difference between confronting fascism and confronting other forms of violence. So we can see that during the 30s and 40s, there was no public opinion to be leveraged by nonviolent resistance. If you get fascists to be powerful enough in government, they're simply not going to listen to the kind of public opinion that nonviolence can generate. That's the argument for resistance to Nazis. And the other point that I'll make is that a lot of people don't have the choice whether they can defend themselves or not. We've seen that even before this sort of, as you called it, spiral of violence started, there were attacks on mosques, there were attacks on synagogues. A lot of people are under attack, and sometimes they need to be able to defend themselves. It's not, you know, it's a privileged position to be able to say that you never have to defend yourself from these kinds of monsters.
You know, it's not an issue of defending yourself. It's an issue of trying to silence other people. No one is saying that, you know, if you're slugged in the face, that you have to sit there and take it. The question here is, when white nationalists want to walk down the street, should people stop them? And that's a very different issue. It's a very peculiar notion of self-defense to say you can censor people.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Again, that's Cohen from Southern Poverty Law Center that's responding to Mark Bray, Antifa group. And notice how he does his equations, like, you know, you need to defend yourself. This was not a defensive deal. The other thing is, I would suggest that this guy read Andy Andrews' book, How Do You Kill 12 Million People? And you lie to him. It wasn't that they were going through and they lied to him. They got him to the ghettos under a big false lie, and then they got him into the boxcars by a big false lie, and it was for their own good. It wasn't because they were beating the crap out of them.
Well, on stuff like this, I really encourage people to read George Orwell just beyond, like, 1984 and Animal Farm, because Orwell, for instance, considers himself a democratic socialist. And he goes to Spain in the Spanish Civil War thinking, I'm going to fight the fascists, where actual fascists are fighting in Spain. And the first group he joins, backed by Stalin, he understands very quickly, these guys are no better than the people we're fighting. So he went and joined some offshoot group that were a little more peaceful. I mean, they're in the middle of a war. You can be as peaceful as you can be in a war. But they weren't demanding complete conformity and always praising the leader and the cause, that you still were an individual with rights. And so I love Orwell's writings because he was able to look at his times during the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and call out authoritarians on all sides and keep his individual wits about him. Very good person to learn from.
Well, you also have to remember we have more kings and queens than we did, you know, presidents and elected officials that were there. This was a world, particularly after the World War One and the Weimar and Wilhelm. But, you know, you look at Russia came from out of a kingdom. Germany came out of a kingdom. All the Yugoslavia and all that came out of kingdoms that were there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were one of the few actually elected democracies that were on Earth during this time. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, are you enjoying the eclipse?
I can't tell if the clouds going by or the eclipse or not, but there ain't nothing eclipsing yet, guys.
Yeah, well, it started, we looked at it about 30 minutes ago. You can see a little piece of, a little thumbnail over it, but I went out just a second ago and cloud was covering it.
Oh, okay. Well, I will not look up.
Yeah, don't look up.
And I remember the one in the 70s, don't you?
I do, absolutely.
Gentlemen, first of all, let me say, damn, I'm ready for football season so we can get on with stuff that means something here in the South.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, that's just September the 9th.
Wow. Well, Bama plays next weekend, don't they? Is it the 29th?
No, September the 9th is the first game.
That's too far away. This country needs football real bad now.
We really do.
I'm getting a real deja vu about with the first couple of years of Reagan, pure hell and all the stuff they threw at him and all the nasty stuff they did and said about him.
It wasn't this nasty, but see, the economy did not hit the bottom until 1982. So Reagan was on the downward slope when he got it, but it was dropping pretty fast, and he was doing some pretty radical things, and people were not feeling the good part of it. You didn't feel the good part of it until you got to the end of the middle part of 1983. But at bottom, middle part of 1982, first part of 82.
Yeah, yeah. And also, George Bush getting blamed for Katrina is exactly what happened to Donald Trump in Charlottesville. This is very poor job of the Charlottesville police. They had no business letting these people interact. They didn't have that trouble anywhere else, so it was a damn setup. And is it true that the organizer of the right-wing guys is the work for Black Lives Matter. Is that true?
I do not know. I do know that Black Lives Matter was certainly there because on all the video I looked at, they were very dominant.
Yeah.
The signs that you saw in the other counter-protester was the Workers' Party, which is a communist American party here to promote communism. You had Black Lives Matter, and you had Antifa.
Wow!
But those were the dominant signs that you saw, plus the homemade signs that were, you know, basically calling out the racists.
We just have a giant protest business, like we have a giant election industry and a giant education industry. It's really, really left all us people on the sideline, hasn't it, fellas?
Yeah. Well, the media is very complicit in this thing. Here's going to be something interesting. When the Department of Justice and the FBI does an after-action report on this thing, if they come up that there was some complicity in the police department and with city officials and the mayor and things like that, how would the United States and how would the media play that if that does become a story? Or does it not become a story even though it goes that way? It's going to be.
I say it doesn't become a story because nobody seems to get in trouble. There's nobody in trouble for the leaks yet, and I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Well, this is a very. I did the demographics on this. This is a very Democrat, voted solidly Democrat. One of the few Virginia areas that voted solidly Democrat that was not in the Northern Virginia portion. But it's a very liberal community there.
Oh, yeah. Just like most universities. All these things are taking place in universities, and that's.
Yeah,
like it's
a beautiful campus. I mean, I've been there. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. I've been to Monticello. I mean, it's a very nice community, and it's out in the middle of nowhere, too.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Red Top. Hang on till September the 9th.
You know, Red Top mentioned the kind of the Reagan recovery. And I think one story, because it's just not a sexy story to tell, it's not much of a political story, is I think an unsung hero is Paul Volcker at the Fed. like in the 70s, economists had this idea that you couldn't have high inflation and high unemployment at the same time. They had a special formula to prove that was a rule of economics. Of course, you did get stagflation. And Volcker made the unpopular decision. I still hear people call and talk about it. He said, we're going to have to break the back of this inflation. So he raised interest rates. And he did a heck of a job then working with the tax cuts and the fiscal programs of Reagan. And you got the economy going again. It's a completely different story now with monetary policy, and I worry we're nowhere near out of the woods, and tax cuts will help, regulatory reforms will help, but we'll see how the rest of the world comes.
Well, the other thing that happened that Reagan did is he got government out of the way, and that really got things going. It took a little while to get, because the interest rates being so high, I mean, you're talking about 18% on a house, 18% compared to 4.5% right now. And so people couldn't buy anything, and so it locked up the economy. So as interest rates started going down, confidence started getting higher, and Reagan started taking the shackles of government off of people, then it started taking off. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I was just telling my daughter about that the other day, about how high interest rates were under Carter,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Because she just bought her first house at like 3.75%. You know, and I said, oh, yeah. I said, it was some markets, it was hugging 20%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here in Montgomery, it was 18, 19%.
Unfortunately, yeah. It was, I think, a necessary measure because I think there was some meeting during Nixon's like, I have re-election. And he literally brought everybody in, including the Fed, said, create me a boom. And they did it. And it ended up with stagflation after the boom period ended.
Oh, yes. And then you added OPEC to that.
Oh, yeah, the embargo.
Right.
The embargo.
Oh, man. God.
I still remember that as a teenager.
Yeah, I had even.
You had the even day.
But what I would do is we had a car that had an odd, and so we'd swap off tags.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's awesome.
We would. We'd swap off tags.
You know what was funny was I started college in 1979, and I remember sitting in my first economics class, and my economics professor, I can still see her face today when she said, you are in the best place possible during this economy. And that was sitting in college.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and this whole thing that's going on right now with Charlottesville and the mayor, you know, and the police and all that, we've already been through this in Baltimore. I mean, there was a total complicity, you know, between the media, the mayor of Baltimore, and the police union there. And I think we're seeing the same thing again happen in Charlottesville.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this after-action report that the DOJ is working
on. Yeah, and the question is, what happened to the mayor in Baltimore? Basically nothing. You know, while for the most part her probably political aspirations for any higher office were shot, beyond that, there was no accountability whatsoever for her and what she did in that city.
Yeah, other than she's not there any longer.
that's what I'm saying.
One election cycle will always do that to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, have a great eclipse.
Thanks, David. You too. Going to be back right after this.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Market Report for the River Region. So far this year, 2,600 homes have sold and closed, with 200 homes under contract. Our average sales price is up from last year to $174,000. Statewide sales are up overall by 7%, and our average sales price is up 10%. Increased real estate sales indicate a better economy, which translates to more jobs and fewer foreclosures. With increased sales activity, then buyers and sellers feel more confident about putting their house on the market, and the buyers are able to see more homes before they buy, making them more informed about their home purchase. With interest rates at historic lows, buyers can buy more house for their money than ever before. Want to find out more? Call the Real Estate Source, The Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Punchy day today. Went out and looked at it, it's about a third covered, and I almost fell over backwards looking because it's straight dead above us here. 272-9228, if something unusual is happening out there, would love to get a report from you on it. And if you want to, if you're over near Carmichael Road and want to drive by to the station, we'll run out during the top of our break, and you can use our glasses and take a look at the total eclipse of the sun, almost total eclipse of the sun. So let's stay with the Meet the Press and Cohen and Bray, and this is what I like about Cohen. Cohen is saying the same thing that Andrew Napolitano saying, you fight speech with bad speech with more speech.
And also, Cohen should be clear, you can also fight them with lawsuits.
Which they're really good at.
They are very good at it.
With some of the criticism of the Antifa movement, Mark, is that you're actually against speech. That you want to shut down this speech, and that borders on censorship.
Well, let's be clear that Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists, who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is, the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically. We've seen that they're the ones that, if they have their way, will shut down speech. And it also differs in the sense that anti-fascists see this as a political struggle. They don't see fascism as a difference of opinion or as kind of a different perspective to consider. Instead, they see fascists as the enemy, and I think that we need to come around to that notion, considering that there is no doubt what they've done historically.
Richard, I know the concern is that it makes martyrs out of the white supremacists.
Yes.
And it makes it, I mean, look, it drove the, one could argue that the Antifa movement helped the president make his arguments of, quote, both sides.
Sure.
Do you buy that?
Well, look, to some degree, there was a lot of ugliness that the Antifa brought there. And, you know, I think they play into the hands of the white nationalists who say, look, we're the ones who are embattled. The answer to bad speech is more speech. We saw it in Boston yesterday.
Okay, now this Bray guy, notice he goes, we don't want government involved. And what he's basically doing is anarchy. He wants this group of people that are in his movement to be in charge. He didn't want government telling him what to do. And let me just be perfectly clear. This group is shutting down speech. They're shutting it down. They're going in and they're combative with whoever they are, and they're getting involved. He puts it as they're defending themselves. They are not defending themselves. They are the aggressor here. I found a 1 hour interview that this guy did. I was stunned at some of the stuff he said. And when he was talking, you could tell he was kind of going, okay, I have to be careful and not let my true colors come out. I have to be very, very careful in my words I use. And he was almost like he's a little scared of Cohen, that Cohen was going to call him out on it. And you're going to see a lot more of these folks. You're going to see a lot more of these people. They're not going in where there's a Black Lives Matter group and protesting against them, because Black Lives Matter and Antifa are basically in camp together. And you could say that the Black Lives Matter group is doing exactly what this other group, the white supremacist group, is doing. They're just doing it for their cause in a little more narrow band that's there. But this was I was well pleased that Chuck Todd, who doesn't please me very often, had these two together because you have two guys that would be considered on the left-hand side of the equation here disagreeing. And I'm all with Richard Cohen on this. This isn't a special last part about stop the movement.
Well, we've seen that fail historically. I mean, fascism cannot be defeated through speech. And we can also see that, you know, Charlottesville did give attention to white supremacy, but it's not as if your average American can name any of the groups that were out there. Instead, we can see that they were unable to do the things that we see make movements grow, embed themselves in communities, establish networks, express their message. Instead, we see, and I can tell you from my book, from my research, there's a lot of empirical examples historically of anti-fascism working and stopping these groups from growing.
I would love to know where he has seen that happen. I almost feel like I need to read his book just to see what was going on in this guy's mind.
Yeah, somebody shared with me, it's very, I don't want to go into all the details, but let's just say in some of the places that were defeated in World War II, like Japan and Germany, there were these anti-fascist movements that popped up. In the Western, like, you know, the liberated part of Germany and parts of Japan. And to them, they play with the language. They expand the definition of fascist to mean anything capitalist.
Well, in Japan, after post-World War II,
right.
There was such a national pride that was there that you had some nationalists that were still in Japan.
Right.
And we had, you know, we had taken the reins and were rebuilding Japan during that time, but there's some people going, oh, we want this to go back to the Imperial Japan.
Well, what happened, though, with a lot of those groups, and here's the point, I'll use an example people probably know better, is that even your movement against a true tyrant can also turn into tyrannical movements themselves. So, like Animal Farm, George Orwell, the animals overthrow, led by the pigs, overthrow the tyrannical farmer. And then they end up being ruled by the tyrannical pigs. Well, in a real-life example, you've got the French Revolution. You know, it's great. You overthrew a monarch. And then you end up with blood in the streets, people being beheaded. Then you end up with an emperor. The Bolshevik Revolution against the Tsar in Russia, saying, we're going to end the war. You've got us involved in World War I, all this stuff. We're the good guys against this bad Tsar. They end up being tyrants themselves.
Absolutely. And that is what happens, exactly what happens. When I was in Germany in 1982, some of my counterparts were wearing an eagle. And I asked my interpreter, my embassy admin person, what does that eagle represent? He said he is a former SS, and what he did is he cut the lightning bolts off of it, and they wear just the eagle.
Hmm.
And if you think about the eagle and then had lightning bolts right underneath, they just cut the lightning bolts off, but they still wear the eagle. That's that German pride of the motherland. That will wake you up.
Well, and that is the we've seen plenty of documentaries on the History Channel. The scariest part about when you think of Hitler's Nazi Germany is for some of your average citizens who were of the Aryan race, the accepted group, they thought life was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't realize, many of them, how bad it was in other parts of the country and around the world.
Yeah, I tell you, living in that mansion can give you a pretty different perspective than the guy that's out in the field. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, your place in life is where you want to be. God, I'm gonna tell you that you're going home.